What's up, you guys? This is James, or most of you call me Drake. Welcome to season 3 of my podcast. I know the last season didn't last very long. As you all know, I've been going through a breakup process. That's been, because I'm a lover, it's been very detrimental to me. Not saying that it's any less detrimental to anybody else, but, you know, people handle it in different ways. And so my main way of handling is just secluding or just going back into my shell, just being alone. But this season of my podcast, I just wanted to introduce you guys to this season because it's going to be really uncut. Unedited. This is literally going to be like my journal through this process. And I hope you guys are here with me and just to come along for the journey. There probably will be some crying, some laughter, anger, all of the above, because you deal with all that during breakup and heartbreak and etc. That's that. I'm not doing a lot of editing. I just literally just want this to be like my vocal journal about everything that I'm going through and how I'm dealing with it. And hopefully what I'm dealing in, I know that there's more people out there. That's dealing with what I'm dealing with, or that have dealt with what I'm dealing with, or will deal with it in the future. And hopefully something that I say help somebody else, to let them know that they're not alone, and that just like anybody else can get through it, you can too. Just like I'm getting through it, you can too. It's not an easy process. It's not a process that I would wish on my worst enemy, and that's just real. Like, I honestly feel like that there's no heartbreak like, I mean, there's no pain like heartbreak. Because it's a pain that you can't touch physically. It's deep. And there's no real cure for it, but time. And I posted a status about this on my social media. But when it comes to hurt, like I said, there's no other cure but time. But hurt is so unpredictable. And that's what my status was about. Hurt is so unpredictable. Like, you can be fine. You can be fine for days and days at a time. And then just one day it just hits you. Something triggers you, a song, a movie, a TV show, something someone said, something that you saw, a smell that you smelled, something that you taste. It's really unpredictable. And it can hit you at any time. That hurt can hit you at any time. And I just want to say that that's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not stupid. It's a process. Especially when it comes to a breakup anyway. This is somebody, well, for me, just my particular situation. We were together for 2.5 years, and then even after we broke up, we were still together, in a sense. So you have 365 days in a year, and then this is somebody that I knew before we even started dating, and just officially got together. So, but just not counting that time frame, whatever, just the time frame of just we were together, there's 365 days of the year. And we went through I've been in Houston July will make 4 years. So it'll be almost 4 years that we've been in each other's life in this type of manner, 365 times 4, like when you spend your time with somebody on a day-to-day basis like that, and they can, in a sense, you in a sense lose yourself, and that person becomes your everything. That person becomes your best friend. And still to this day, even though we don't talk on a day-to-day basis, in a sense, even though no disregards to any best friends out there, because I still love my best friend. My best friend is my best friend regardless, whatever. But for example, my best friend is married. Even though I'm his best friend, I know that his best friend that's going to know everything and anything and experience everything with him will always be his husband. And I'm okay with that. I'm not jealous of that at all. I'm definitely okay with that. Me and my best friend, we don't talk every day, but we have an understanding, like we're both living life. And I saw a status about this today, like, why do your friends stop talking when he gets mad? Like, it's not that we've stopped talking to each other. We're both just living our lives. And he has a person that he's taking his journey with, hopefully for the rest of his life. And I'll be there for the rest of his life, but like more intimate, you know, that's his person. You know, I thought that I had my person. I still do, in a sense, believe that that may be my person, but, who knows? Because even how we ended up together, we were friends before, and we separated, ended up living in separate cities, and et cetera, and everything. And we still ended up, the life ended up bringing us back together. So, you know, who knows what the future holds? I don't know what the future holds. I can only hope. I just wanted this first episode to be about, you know, just an introduction of what this season will be about. My thought for today was, I guess that this first episode, I guess it did have a segment. That was the intro. but my first segment, my first thought, the way that I'm going to record these podcasts, this is still the introduction. The way I'm going to record these podcasts is when I have a feeling, or I've been having a lot of late nights, early mornings. And normally late nights, early mornings is the time where I have those thoughts, those emotions just take over, and just bombard, and it's can be overwhelming. Those are most of the times that I cry, probably at least once a day. And it's not even, it just is what it is. I'm not in a dark place like I was at first anymore. Like, I'm not really in a dark place. It's not all sunshine and flowers either, but it's not dark like it was. Like, I was really in a dark place. And heartbreak can do that to you. Like, so that's what this, it would just be just me basically picking up and just recording what I'm feeling at that moment. And just creating a documentary of that. Okay. So end of this, the only segment that you will ever get from this season, thus far anyway, until I decide to switch it up. That's the joy of being a creative. You can switch it up when you want to, but anyway, that's the introduction for this season. But, my thought for today was, I was watching this movie on Netflix yesterday. I had a friend over. We were just, you know, sipping wine and just talking and stuff, whatever, while watching the movie. And I decided to put on Someone Great. Why did I decide to do that? I've seen the movie several times. It's an awesome movie, but it's a movie about breakup, basically, and the transition and the emotions and dealing with the memories and things of that nature. Going through that process of that. It's a great movie. If you have not seen it, I highly suggest it, because it's a really good movie. The name of it is Someone Great on Netflix. It's a comedy. It's a like romantic comedy type of thing. Not romantic. It's a breakup comedy type of thing. So it's funny, and it, you know, just kind of let you know that the things that you're dealing with is not something that it's normal, basically, to go through the stuff that you go through in a breakup, for the most part. But I was watching the movie the other day, and at the closer to the end of the movie, or the conclusion of everything, she was writing her journal. The main character in the story, she was a writer, and she was writing, and she was talking about how when you're with somebody, it's filled with, you know, you go from one moment to the next moment to the next moment, or one place of happiness to the next place. You know, you just share this journey together. And for lack of better terms, it's magical. You know, it's just magical. And you just want that to last forever. But the truth of the matter is sometimes it doesn't last forever. And you have to be okay with that. And I'm getting to the place of being okay with it. I'm more okay than what I was at first. Like, I'm really, well, I'll say this. I'm okay with it, but that little piece of me is still longing, still reaching, still hopeful. Will that ever die? I don't know. There was a point in the movie where she stated, when she came to the conclusion of everything, she stated, we loved each other, and she corrected herself and she said, we love each other. And love like that just doesn't end. And when you have a genuine connection with somebody and have a really good vibe, that doesn't just end. I don't care what anybody says. And last, not this past week of Insecure, for those of you who watch Insecure, but the week before this past week, when it ended off with her and, I forget what the guy named, but her ex of, what is his name? Fuck, I can't think of his name. I think it's Luke or something like that. But anyway, when the show ends with them texting each other, even though they've been broken up for an extended period of time, they, you know, end up texting each other, seeing each other. They still have, you can tell that they still have this connection, bond, vibe with each other, even though both of them have, in a sense, moved on. And I truly felt that shit. I'm living it. Like, that type of connection and bond just does not end. And although I don't understand the place that we're in right now, all I can be is hopeful. And even if it's not him, just to find somebody who are, have that person that whenever you walk in the door, you change their whole mood for the better. Somebody who, like, who wants to be there. Who wants to be there. That you don't have to question if they're gonna leave your side. That longing will never die. Like, share, subscribe, comment if you, you know, have any comments or agree with what I'm saying. I love y'all. And always remember to keep love alive. Later.